You're listening to Agent Driven Development, real experiences from operators building with AI. Everything here is free. Use it. Share it. Just attribute it back.
I want to start with the kind part. The people in your quality organization are not the problem. They're not obsolete. They're not lazy. They're not standing in the way because they lack character. Most of them are doing exactly what rational people do inside the structure you gave them. They built careers around protecting customers, catching defects, and creating confidence before a release. For a long time, that was a sensible design. Be respectful about that, then tell the truth anyway. If you're rolling out AI across engineering in 2026 and you still maintain a separate quality organization as a gate between code and production, you are not preserving rigor. Pause 1.0s. You are preserving an old emotional model of safety. That is a different thing. And if you're the CEO, the board, or the CTO still defending it, that distinction matters more than you think. Here's the precise argument. I need to be precise because this conversation gets people defensive fascinating. A separate quality organization made sense in a world where test creation was expensive, test maintenance was slow, execution was scarce, environments were brittle, and the only way to get confidence was to hand the build to another group of humans and wait. The testing pyramid itself was a financial compromise built on the same constraint. You rationed the expensive test types because human maintenance was the binding cosine. That world is gone. Not entirely, not in every edge case, not in every regulated workflow, but as the default operating assumption for software delivery, gone. AI agents are useful because they can work against executable truth, tests, contracts, fixtures, synthetic data, CI pipelines, observability signals, deployment checks. They make progress because the system can tell them when they're wrong. That is why the separate quality organization now looks so strange. You bought Excel and kept a separate arithmetic department. You gave every engineer a calculator and kept a room full of people whose job is to confirm that 2 plus 2 still equals 4 before the spreadsheet can ship. That is not a quality strategy. That is an institutional memory of fear. The part too many executive teams still miss. Agents don't thrive because they're magical. They thrive because they get immediate feedback. Code, they run tests, they inspect failures, they change the implementation, they run the tests again, over and over, tight loop, fast learning, clear signal. That loop is the whole game. Now look at what a separate quality organization does in most enterprises. Engineering writes code, then it waits, then another group picks it up, then that group interprets intent, executes manual or semi-manual checks, files bugs, creates a queue, hands it back, and the cycle repeats days later. You have taken the one thing agents in modern engineering both need most, immediate feedback at the point of change, and replaced it with an interdepartmental handoff. Then you wonder why adoption feels slow. Then you say AI isn't ready. No, your operating model isn't ready. Pause your 1.0s. 1.0s, quality that lives in another org chart teaches your engineer something destructive. Quality is somebody else's job. Bad before AI. In an agentic world, it's fatal. Because if your engineers don't own the tests, the evils, the release safety, the contracts, the observability, and the confidence model, then your agents don't own them either. The agents are trapped inside a partial system waiting for a human border crossing. That is not how high-leverage software organizations work now. So let me ask you the question. I ask every leadership team that tells me they still need a separate quality organization, is the ROI? The ROI, not the folklore, not the outage from 2018 that still gets mentioned in meetings, not the vague statement that our product is too complex, not the hand-wavy claim that automated testing doesn't catch everything. Everything doesn't need to be caught by one mechanism. That has never been the standard. Show me the numbers. What percentage of escape defects are caught by the separate organization instead of by engineering-owned automated tests, contract tests, integration tests, production telemetry, or customer-reported issues? What is the cost per defect found? What is the cycle time penalty? What would happen if the same talent were embedded into platform engineering, developer enablement, test architecture, reliability engineering, and eval design instead of sitting in a downstream gate? I had this exact conversation with an engineering leader who couldn't tell me the ROI of his manual QA process. The defense was instinct, not data. Most leaders don't have those answers because most of them aren't defending a measured system. They're defending a familiar one. That doesn't make them stupid, it makes them human. Pause your 1.0s. 1.0s, the separate quality org feels safe because it's visible. There's a team, a leader, a queue, a sign-off, a box on the org chart that says someone somewhere is responsible for quality. But that feeling of safety is often purchased by delaying truth. Defects found 3 days later are not a quality advantage over defects found 3 minutes later. They are a more expensive way to learn. Now here's where people hear something I didn't say. I'm not telling you to walk in on Monday and fire everyone with QA in their title. That would be lazy thinking. telling you that the work of quality has moved upstream, inward, and into the engineering system itself. Your strongest quality people should be designing test strategy, not clicking through regression scripts someone wrote 5 years ago. Test harnesses, shaping acceptance criteria, improving observability, hardening deployment guardrails, defining eval frameworks for agents, partnering on customer journey validation, and teaching engineers how to think about risk. That is serious work, more serious than what many separate QA organizations are doing today. But it doesn't need a separate kingdom. It needs integrated ownership. If quality is everyone's job, then the org design has to reflect that. Engineering owns build quality. Product owns requirement clarity. Design owns usability quality. Security owns security controls. Reliability owns operational safety. And the former QA specialists become force multipliers inside that system instead of a gate sitting outside it. Quality remains mandatory. The separate quality organization does not. Now, if your CTO is still saying AI isn't ready, I need them to be painfully specific. In late 2024, we're still evaluating, was a defensible sentence. In mid-2025, it was becoming a warning sign. In March 2026, if your senior technology leaders are still broadly telling you AI isn't ready for engineering, they need to show the evidence. Not vibes, evidence. Show me the code bases where agentic workflows fail. Show me the test gaps. Show me the change failure rates. Show me the domains where deterministic checks are genuinely insufficient. Show me the regulated constraints that require a human control. Show me the places where the current model outperforms an engineering-owned quality system with strong automation. If you can't show that, then AI isn't ready is not a technical conclusion. It's cover for an action. And if you're a CEO hearing that line for the 20th time, you need to stop treating it as prudent caution. It may be prudence, it may also be a leader protecting an operating model they understand because they don't yet understand the new one. That distinction is your job to T-Saint. If you're the CEO, don't let this get trapped in a tooling committee. This is not a question about whether you buy one coding assistant or another. It is not a question about whether you pilot three vendors before Q4. It is a question about whether your engineering system still assumes that quality is verified after the fact by a separate group instead of continuously produced by the system itself. That is an operating model question. Which means it is your question. You don't need to humiliate anyone. You don't need performative layoffs. You don't need to announce that QA is dead and everyone should clap. You do need to ask your leaders a set of very uncomfortable questions. Why is quality outside engineering? Why are agents expected to work in a system where the truth signal lives in another department? What percentage of your confidence is generated before merge versus after handoff? How many days of cycle time exist purely because quality is organized as a downstream gate? And if you built this organization from scratch today, would you design it this way on purpose? Pause 1.5s. 25s. Because nobody would. Nobody starting an AI-native engineering organization in 2026 would intentionally create a separate quality bureaucracy that sits between engineers, agents, and production truth. They would build tests into the workflow, guardrails into the platform, quality expertise into the TMIS continuous validation into CI, production telemetry into decision-making, fast loops, clear ownership. They would not build what you have. If you're on the board, this may sound operational. It's not. It's strategic. The organizations that absorb AI well will not just code faster. They will collapse feedback loops faster. They will turn quality from a department into a property of the system. They will move from inspection to instrumentation. That compounds. The organizations that don't make that shift will keep paying for delay, handoffs, duplicate work, bug whack-a-mole, and management theater dressed up as control. 18 months of agents is not enough time to expect perfect answers. It is enough time to expect movement. It is enough time to expect working pilots. It is enough time to expect engineering-owned test strategy, embedded quality expertise, measurable reduction in downstream gates, and leaders who can explain the future in operational detail instead of abstract hesitation. And if you're not seeing that, then yes, you should start asking whether you have a leadership capability problem. Because the people are bad. Because the market doesn't care how emotionally attached your leadership team is to the old org chart. Here's the sentence underneath all of it. Keep the separate quality organization because you don't really know what's going on yet, kindly. When leaders don't understand a new system deeply, they cling to visible artifacts from the old one. The report, the committee, the stage gate, the department that can absorb blame when something goes wrong. A separate quality org does all of that. It gives you an object to point at and say, they make sure releases are safe. But if you need that object because you don't trust engineering to own quality, don't trust your platform to enforce standards, don't trust your tests, don't trust your telemetry, and don't trust your agents, then the problem is not that AI is immature. Sure, the problem is that your leadership model still doesn't understand where confidence comes from now. Confidence used to come from inspection. Now it comes from instrumentation. Confidence used to come from handoff. Now it comes from fast, repeated, automated proof. Confidence used to come from another team saying yes. Comes from the system showing its work. If your leaders don't understand that, they will keep defending structures that feel safe while making you slower, more expensive, and less capable. So here's what to do this quarter. Don't start with a reorg announcement, start with reality. Map the path from code change to production confidence. Every T-Saint, every handoff, every manual check, every wait state. Measure how much of that confidence is created inside engineering and how much is created by downstream inspection. Then move one product area to an engineering-owned quality model. Embed your strongest quality people into the team. Give them authority over test architecture, eval design, release criteria, and telemetry. Put agents in the loop. Measure cycle time, escape defects, and recovery speed. Run that comparison for 90 days. Model wins? Keep it. I don't think it will. Then start dismantling the gate, not the people. That distinction is the whole thing. If you're the CEO and your technology leader still wants to run a separate quality organization as a matter of principle, you don't need to fire them tomorrow. You do need to challenge whether they're actually equipped to lead an AI-native engineering transformation. If you're on the board and management still frames this as a cautious wait-and-see question, you don't need to demand a public scalp. You do need to ask whether the people in charge understand the operating model they're supposed to be building. This is not really about tools. It's about whether your leaders can let go of a system that made them feel in control. That's the real T-Saint. And if they can't pass it, eventually you'll need different leadership. Not because the old leaders are evil, because the future doesn't care how attached they are to the past saint. Still matters. That's exactly why the separate quality organization does not. This is Norman from Agent Driven Development.
That's it for this one. More at agentdrivendevelopment.com. If it helped, pass it on.